When it's election night in an even-numbered year, one state that typically keeps us waiting is Missouri. Whether it's a Senate seat or the presidency, Missouri is always in play these days. This November, there's an open Senate seat. Republican Kit Bond is retiring. The polls show a very close race between the all-but-certain Republican candidate, Congressman Roy Blunt, and Missouri Secretary of State Robin Carnahan. Yesterday, we heard about the Republican Blunt. Today, the daughter of a Democratic dynasty.
Last week, in a sprawling backyard in Warrensburg, Missouri, some 40 local Democrats, the rare breed who were tuned into a November race this early in the year, gathered to eat barbecue and to hear Robin Carnahan.
She still helps run her family farm outside of Rolla, and she understands the need of small business. Missouri needs Robin Carnahan as the next junior senator to the state of Missouri.
Robin? Warrensburg is rural, and Robin Carnahan's stump speech draws heavily on her running the family farm.
You know, I learned out on the farm, and some of you have heard me say this before, is to know bull when I see it.
Missouri Democrats count on winning the big cities. Their aim in farm country is not to lose too badly.
And part of what I need from you is to be what I'm calling my bull detectors.
The source of the bull, according to Robin Carnahan, is her likely Republican opponent, Congressman Roy Blunt.
This is a guy, I don't know if he came through here, he's got a big old bus that says on the side of it, Jobs for Missouri's Future. Have you seen that one? We're all for Jobs for Missouri's Future, but he goes and flies back out to Washington, and when it has a chance to vote for small businesses and things that are actually going to create jobs, he votes no. Guess what I call that? I call it bull.
The Carnahans may raise cattle on the farm, but more notably, they raise politicians. Robin Carnahan's grandfather was a congressman. Her father, Mel, was the governor. In 2000, he ran for the Senate, died in a plane crash 3 weeks before the election, and he was elected just the same. Robin's mother, Jean, was appointed to the seat. She served 2 years and narrowly lost a special election. Robin Carnahan's brother is a congressman, and Robin is Missouri's Secretary of State. She is a 48-year-old marathon runner and licensed pilot. Democratic consultant Steve Glorioso says her biggest strength is who she is.
She is a Carnahan, a very dynamic legacy of good government, moderate to slightly liberal politics. She is getting better and better as a public speaker. She's genuine, she's authentic, and she can portray herself as more change, certainly, than her opponent.
Jeff Rowe is a Missouri Republican consultant. He takes issue with those words, genuine and authentic. Rowe says Carnahan, who used to work at the Export-Import Bank in Washington, has come a long way from the farm.
She has a real tough battle here. She acts and talks and says that she's a farmer. And that's one thing you can't fake in Missouri. You could either wear flannel in a commercial or you can't. And she can't. And she's so far trying to fake that. That doesn't wear well in Missouri.
When I put that question to Robin Carnahan, she replied in a Missouri spirit, "Come to the farm in Rolla," she said, "and she'll show me." As for questions that loom larger among voters' concerns, jobs, the economy, Robin Carnahan contrasted her views with the vote that Roy Blunt cast for the TARP.
Instead of bailing out big banks that created messes to do something that actually is going to get money back into these communities, what really needs to happen out there, I think, is to have, let's put this partisanship aside, understand that getting our economy going again is something that's good for all of us, and that in Missouri, the way you do that is by focusing on small businesses. That's where jobs are created. And so to do things to encourage them to be able to put more people on the payrolls, part of that's about, you know, these payroll tax cuts and other kinds of things that encourage that. But it's also about, I think, getting this Wall Street reform done, because there is a connection between the uncertainty that that's created and the chilling effect that that's had on banks, community lenders, and small businesses' ability to get the financing they need to create jobs and grow their businesses.
Are you saying cut taxes for small business?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we need to do that and focus on the things that really are going to create jobs and not continue to spend money on these whether it's big banks or big oil companies, that we know is not getting back into Main Street.
But everyone says they're against bailouts. On the other hand...
Well, not everyone acts on that, and that's the difference.
Well, a Democratic administration said that if they didn't continue doing what the Bush administration had done, we could have been in an economic free fall, not just coming through a bad recession.
I know that there are lots of folks who have reasons why they thought particularly the bailout of the big banks was necessary. I got to tell you, you got to hold people accountable for the problems they create. If you don't, you create the wrong incentives.
Well, there'll be a question facing the new Congress early next year, which is the expiration of the Bush tax cuts. That would mean bringing back what Republicans call the death tax, the inheritance tax, and also increasing marginal tax rates for the highest earners in the country. Should we forget about that? Do we need the revenue too much to maintain either of those?
Look,
cuts?
I think we've been playing games with this issue for way too long, and to have a situation where the inheritance tax has gone to zero for 1 year and then is about to go back in at a higher rate doesn't make very much sense. And common sense says that we should have something that's steady and predictable that people can plan on. And I think it makes sense to put that in at the level that we used to have it and not have it revert back to higher levels. I also think whatever we do can't focus on the middle class. We've got to make sure we're not imposing new taxes on them. And that's something that I'd continue to stand against.
But people who make more than $100,000 a year, or a household who makes more than $200,000 a year, tax rate should go back up?
We need to consider everything, and I know that's going to be a big debate in the months to come.
Would a visit by President Obama help you, or would it be a negative right now in the state?
The president is always welcome in Missouri, and I'm sure he'll be back here before the election.
But he's lost popularity in Missouri.
Sure. And so I don't think this election in the end is going to be about President Obama. I think it's going to be a choice between two candidates with records in public service, and I think that's what Missourians will look to.
Secretary of State Robin Carnahan, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
The polls say this race is close, but the political consultants I spoke with pointed to a number that will be a better indicator come November, the unemployment rate. If that rate is down, Robin Carnahan can win, they say. But, Michelle, if it stays where it is, they say that's very hard to see.
Now, Robert, after spending time in Missouri, I'm curious about what you find most striking about this race.
Well, I was struck by both candidates speaking of ending uncertainties, the uncertainty of the inheritance tax that goes away and then comes back higher, or the uncertainty of the health care mandate. Roy Blunt talked about that. He'd like to see that reduced for small businesses. It's a measure of how uncertain things are for small business nowadays.
So a lot of uncertainty in the state. If you happen to live in Missouri, are you seeing and hearing this nonstop on the airwaves?
No. This race has not gone on television, as they say, in advertising. I heard a couple of reasons for that. One explanation was with the candidates not knowing how much national money there's going to be, how many races will be in play, they're husbanding their resources and not spending a lot of money now. I also heard an interesting observation that with cuts in the news business, especially in the newspapers, there just may be less newspaper coverage, driving less media coverage of this race, and so it's hard to get voters' attention.
Missouri was a state that was very important to the Obama campaign, in part because of Claire McCaskill's early support. How does President Obama figure into this race?
He has lost a great deal of popularity there. His favorability ratings are down in Missouri. On the other hand, President George W. Bush and the Republican Congress aren't that fondly remembered either. So this is a race between two candidates, neither of whom has a big national party to align with, but both of whom come from very famous Missouri families, and that's where they're counting on.